Alaska's drug problem is growing more severe. According to a report released by the Alaska State Troopers in September, the amount of heroin intercepted by police across the state doubled from 2016 to 2017. There was a five-fold increase in the amount of methamphetamine seized as well. Last year, Haines Public Safety Commission broadened its scope to include substance abuse and created a drug task force to address the issue. Public Safety Commissioner Patrick Heffley facilitated the first meeting of the Drug Task Force Thursday. He has worked for Southeast Regional Health Consortium in several capacities, most recently as the administrative director for the Haines Clinic. According to Heffley, the task force will carry out a three-step initiative to address drug use in Haines. The first step is to gather information.
Data collection, what is the problem, what do we know, and then what can we do about it, and then second, to see what initiatives might be appropriate to help. And then, did it help? Go back and look at your data, see if it had the outcome you were looking for.
Right now, most people don't have a clear picture of the impact of substance abuse on the community. Heffley says that is because even though the information is out there, it hasn't been compiled across the various public health and emergency services operating in the borough.
How many ambulance calls were related to that? Again, how many health calls were related to that? How many social service entities were affected? How many mental health issues got affected? See, all these data sets sit outside of state government. Many of them do. So therefore, it's the goal is to look broadly at the community.
Representatives from a number of local groups that deal with issues related to drug use turned up for the Drug Task Force meeting Thursday. Participants ranged from Haines School Principal Renee Martin to Jackie Mazakis, who runs the domestic violence safe house Becky's Place. Local law enforcement and emergency service personnel were present as well. Over the next few months, these organizations will review data related to substance abuse that they have collected through their operations. Once the data has been collected, the task force will work to define what kind of problems exist in Haines and eventually come up with an action plan to solve those problems. Heffley says that interpreting the data will be the most difficult part.
For example, if we find that there's very little opioid interdictions or opioid, relatively speaking, or a few emergency room visits, or it's we have a lot of them, but there are only five people. What does that say? Versus we have many more car accidents, domestic violence issues, some of the other things that are alcohol related. What will that say? Should that mean we ignore opioids? That'll be some of the crux of the issues.
The Public Safety Commission's Drug Task Force will meet again on December 5th to review the data collected on substance abuse in Haines. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha.